Yeah, we're looking for applicants.
Okay.
This is a $790 scholarship. Sends a young person out to the Augusta Heritage Center in West Virginia for a eight-day-long summer workshop on old-time music, either instrumental or vocal or dance.
How long has this been available to folks?
Well, we offered the first scholarship through the co-op in 2007. That scholarship was won by Sonia Prochitko, a local fiddler at the high school. She went out and took advanced fiddling classes with great West Virginia fiddler Dave Bing. Last year, we had the scholarship again, but we didn't get any applicants. So we're really hoping to have a bushel full of applicants for this year's round.
What is the requirement, if you will? Who are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for a young person between the ages of 12 and 20 years who has an interest in traditional music. The Augusta Heritage Center specializes in promoting the cultural arts of the Appalachian region. The student interest in the music is the most important part. They offer classes in the traditional stringed instruments of the Appalachian region, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and bass, also vocal and dance classes. You don't have to be an expert. You can take an advanced class if you like, but they have beginning classes in all the subject areas as well.
I see you brought the band with you here, too.
Yeah, I brought my daughter, Salem. Salem's like a six-year veteran of the Augusta Heritage Center and actually had one of the West Virginia scholarships 1 year, and she can give you the inside track on what goes on.
Yeah, what's the joint like there, Salem?
Well, I guess the first year I went, I did not want to go, and I was complaining the whole time because it's old people music.
Are you sure you're not my daughter in disguise?
No. But when I got out, after we were done, I looked at my parents and said, we're coming in, right? So definitely it's an adult workshop, but there's enough young people, kids, and there's still people I come every year to see.
Probably something of value you didn't realize until you got it.
Definitely.
What? How long of an experience is this? How long were you there?
Well, week five is 8 days, and that includes a three-day festival at the end. So,
really?
Yeah, week five is actually the longest one. So everyone else gets six.
This really is a full experience then, Phil.
Yes, it is. It almost around the clock, too. Everyone will take a three-hour block of classes in the morning. There's time for lunch. After that, workshops with traditional old-time musicians. They bring in from the Hollers of West Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. More classes in the afternoon, and then the evening is full of more music, jamming, films. You can go until the wee hours of the morning.
So it's organized chaos, Salem, is what you're telling us.
Basically, you can basically go to bed anytime, probably 6 in the morning, and still fall asleep to music being played outside.
You know, this really is a unique opportunity, as we heard from Salem a little bit ago here, Phil, for folks, for the youth to kind of take things maybe even to the next level musically.
Sure. Yeah, we're really hoping this will stimulate some young people in the area to have a greater interest in the traditional old-time music, bring some of what they learn out in West Virginia back to the UP.
Elkins, West Virginia, Salem. What was that like besides the music?
Well, Elkins is a pretty small town, but basically Augusta's on a college campus, Davis and Elkins College campus, and you don't leave campus the entire time. They feed you. You have 24-hour music. There's no reason to even leave. So it's warm. It's nice.
It's nationally, internationally renowned for activities relating to traditional folk life and folk arts, and it's really the perfect location for something like this.
Yeah, just right in the middle of the Blue Ridge Mountains, surrounded by hills.
We are looking for, again, who? You're looking for what type of music student?
Looking for a young person between the age of 12 and 20 years who has an interest in primarily old-time music, either instrumental music, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, bass, guitar, or vocal music and dance.
For the Hiawatha Youth Scholarship, they need to do what? They obviously need to contact you, but what other information are you looking for?
That's correct. Anyone can download an application form off of the Hiawatha website at www.hiawathamusic.org. All the instructions are out there, a little packet they can download. They'll fill out an application that'll come back in to our local Hiawatha Music Co-op. We have a subcommittee that'll review the applicants. The deadline is March 20th for that. We'll select the scholarship recipient, and then we have our contact back with the Augusta Heritage Center in West Virginia to set up the payment.
Now, that's obviously probably the path of least resistance, but if they have any questions on this, should they call, or who should they call? What's the way to
go? They can call the co-op, or they can go out to the website, get the co-op email address, and send an email. We'll answer that as well. A lot of different routes. Probably the best communication link is through the website. They can get all the phone numbers and email addresses there.
And the number one way to find out if you are a qualified applicant is really to just find out more through those venues best you can.
Yep, that's correct.
Now, the Hiawatha Music Festival is, I want to talk about this for just a second here, because Okay. Obviously the planning for that is a year-round thing. How's that looking right now?
Yes, it is. Looks great. I'm on the board of the Hiawatha Music Co-op, and as I understand it, we have a board meeting coming up in a week. And I anticipate the Music Selection Committee will reveal the selections of the bands and musicians for the summer festival. The planning is underway for that festival. We're pretty excited about it, and it'll be a great weekend of music.
Well, I'm going to toss you a business card. Make sure you let us know who's coming and when we can announce that, because
that's always
a lot of fun. Salem, appreciate you getting up early this morning. You don't have class today.
No, I don't.
She looks horribly disappointed, Phil.